going to make an audio booth of how to make an audio booth and how to embed the audio booth inside the Postgres website.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're going to do now. I'm going to go through the stages now, starting with number one. First of all, importantly, you've got to make sure that you're connected to the web, internet. Okay? That's the first thing. Then you use a browser to search an auto booth. Audio booth.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. Yes.
That's right. Yep.
Then you click on audioboo.com and then click on start reading. Number four, you will see a start recording button. Okay. If you want to stop recording.
So you click the start recording button.
So you click the start recording button.
And then it starts to record and you see the funny bars.
And then it starts recording.
Yeah.
Let me just add that in because I missed that point now.
Okay.
Click know you're recording and you're ready to go. Okay. If you want to stop recording, you've been speaking for a little while, you get tired, you've made a mistake or something, and you want to rest and stop, just click stop. And it's a pause. And it says pause recording. Click this button. And then,
let's say you've been recording for a while and you've decided that you've come to the end of your audio booth.
Yeah, yeah.
You click pause recording, and then you can decide what to do. You can either make more recording or you can go on to your next stage.
Okay, thanks very much. And so, and then once you've decided to go on to your next stage, you can add a title. It's an area to add a title. And then the title can be whatever, according to whatever you're recording.
Yeah.
Title. And then you can publish. And by publishing, you can enter it into your audio Postgres website or whatever website you're using.
Yeah.
So you've got open. You have to have that website open.
Yeah.
So that's where you go. And you can do. What you do is you go to the edit sign and you click on edit. I don't know if you have to highlight anything. I don't think you do.
No, you just click on edit. And this is Postgres we're talking about.
Okay.
So yeah, you click on edit.
You click on edit and then you'll see the codes come up. And then you'll make sure that your cursor is in the right position.
Yep.
Where you want it to go.
Yep.
And then you'll go to the code symbol.
Yeah.
On the information bar.
On the Postgres information bar, which is a blue rectangle that says HTML on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then once you're happy that you've got everything positioned and you know you've got your cursor in the right position, then you can go back to the edit symbol, press that, open the edit bar, and then in the normal way, go down to edit, or go down to paste.
Yeah.
And once you paste it, once you pay for that, you should by now have that recording inside your website.
Yeah, and it's important when you go from Audioboo to get the code to embed in your website.
Yeah.
You go to the Audioboo that you've made, and you click on embed. And a window. Remember, the window pops up with all the code in it.
Okay.
You click in that window, and it highlights. And you just copy all the code that's in there. You do edit, copy, so that when you go to your Postgres site and do edit, paste, all the code goes in to your Postgres page. And if you want to see the results of the work that Peter's just done, you can go to the Postgres site, and it's generationstogether.posterous, that's posterous.com. /Fred and Sarah. That's Fred-and-Sarah. And you'll see the post, you'll see the story, and you can listen to the audio boo of Peter reading the story.
Thank you very much.
And we're hoping that will be a useful thing for other people to refer to when they want to try and do this.
Well, thank you, Brian. You've put that very clearly, and I'm sure that, you know, that other people will find it very useful, or at least they'll be able to understand it.
Yep.
And follow the instructions that you've given.
Yep.
And that's been very helpful for me. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.